And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one of these topics. My next guest is the daughter of Johnny Cash. She's trying to keep the spirit and the memory of her father alive with the help of her partner, Ross Emery. Together, they're putting on the fourth annual Johnny Cash Music Festival, this year known as the Roadshow Revival. Cindy Cash is one of four daughters produced by Johnny Cash's marriage to Vivian Liberto. Johnny Cash was married to Cindy's mother from 1954 to 1968. Ross Emery is the CEO of Fine Details, a Ventura-based auto detailing company, and both of them are joining me here in studio. Cindy and Ross, welcome. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. How are you, Bill?
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your being here and being part of the show.
Appreciate you having us.
Cindy, let me just jump in and ask you, if I can, starting with your father, because he was a complicated man, no doubt about that, and contradictory in many ways, too. But after all, he was your father. So how do you remember him? I mean, what stories from your childhood really stand out?
Wow. There's so many. That's funny that you said what you said, because Kris Kristofferson, there's a quote by him where he says that Dad is a walking contradiction, he's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction.
Well,
I love that.
Certainly that was true, because many people who knew him here in Ventura knew him as a very down-to-earth person, certainly knew him as a very caring person, but he had a different persona. How did you balance that? I mean, in the family, how did you live with that dichotomy?
Dad was probably the most humble man or person I've ever known. He did not even realize, I don't think, sometimes how many people out there really cared about him and his music. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You're a popular
Camelot.
Lady.
That's my Camelot.
Well, as we're counting it down, Ross, we're getting ready for the fourth annual Johnny Cash Music Festival. This year, it's known as the Roadshow Revival. Now, how did you come up with Roadshow Revival? What's the connection there?
You know, this is a family-based venture here. My brother Toby Emery, we were going back and forth on names and how to present the music and the road show. Obviously we can take it on the road and kind of do some fun things with Cindy, and that's the next natural step. But the revival,
that sounds kind of scary.
The next the revival is about reviving the spirit of American icons. And, you know, when that comes to mind, everybody has their own impression stamped in their brain. Johnny Cash. I mean, in music and, you know, everything Americana. And, Roadshow Revival was born. It was, pioneered with my little brother and myself and some others, and we agreed on it. And, you know, early on, we started it out as the Johnny Cash Music Festival.
Got
a hand from the estate, and a friend of mine, Jackie Murphy, came up with the idea, and then after a couple years, some things changed with the estate. They started a Johnny Cash Music Festival back east.
Back in Dad's hometown of Dyess, Arkansas.
I see.
An annual
Yeah, and they're rebuilding
fundraiser.
His childhood home, and some great stuff, you know. But then, you know, legalities hit and some things happened, so we changed it to Roadshow Revival, a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash.
All right. Now, when is the Roadshow Revival going to happen this year in Ventura?
This year, 2012, it's June 16th at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, 10:30 to 6:30.
That's next Saturday, for
nice.
Those
correct.
Of you who are keeping track.
Correct, correct. We're getting close.
Good. Now, what would a visitor to this year's Roadshow Revival expect to see at the revival?
Well, we're going to have two stages, and we're going to have 11 bands. Half the bands are tribute bands that do only Johnny Cash. They, you know, they got this down to a science. They tour, they do this, and have fun with it. And the other bands, we I work with Cindy, and we get a wish list, and we get together and see who we would like to honor and come play our festival. And this year, we have Wanda Jackson, who is the queen of rockabilly. She incredible, and she's around, obviously, and she was on Sun Records with Elvis and Johnny.
Yeah, now how old is Wanda these days?
You know, I would imagine 70s.
Oh, at least 70s. Yeah, I was thinking she's probably into her 80s and still touring. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's doing it. And it's pretty incredible. Her tour schedule is pretty on, shall we say.
She's busier than I am.
Yeah.
Well, my guests are...
We also have Carlene Carter this year.
Carlene Carter.
My stepsister.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Now, mm-hmm. that'll be very interesting.
Yeah, Mother Maybelle Carter's granddaughter. Let's see if I can get all this right. Johnny Cash's stepdaughter. June Carter's daughter. Carl Smith's daughter. Carl Smith is her real father, who was also a Hall of Famer, Country Music Hall of Famer. Mother Maybelle's granddaughter, A.P. and Sarah Carter's niece, great niece. She goes on and on.
Boy, well,
and Nick Lowe's ex-wife.
And there are a lot of good musical genes, as you say. There's a great
she's
tradition.
She's a lot of fun, and she's a great entertainer. She's so fun to watch.
Oh, I'm certainly glad to hear that. So she's also going to be a headliner at
this
year's
show. She'll be a headliner this year. She kind of came in kind of late in the game, so she's not on all of our, unfortunately, she's not on all of the advertising, but I want to make sure I mention that too.
Well, a big shout out for that.
Yeah,
and she's the special guest. Every year, last year, Cindy brought in Kris Kristofferson as a special guest. So each year we program it, and then the last 30 days we try to do something exciting and special, and it keeps us all on our toes and excitement.
Well, that it does. Now, in addition to the music, which is clearly the focal point of the festival, what else would one expect to see? Are there going to be vendors? Is there going to be food?
Yes,
just give us a rundown.
Okay, I'll kind of hit on that. We're going to have about 100 vendors selling everything from Johnny Cash memorabilia to whatever their product is that ties in with that outlaw country type era. Then we're going to have a car and bike show. About 100 cars and bikes all mixed up in one area, and they will be judged, and there's a contest. We're going to have 50 pinup girls. It's a pinup pageant, so we're bringing that aspect
back. It's 1950s theme base.
This is a family show, so you're talking about a pinup pageant.
Pageant.
How is a 1950s pinup pageant different from personally what I'm envisioning right now?
Well, you're probably envisioning something with naked girls in it.
I am. How did you know, Cindy?
I can't speak.
Because in
for
the 1950s,
others.
A bikini was naked. I mean, back then, or as they say in Tennessee, naked.
Yeah, but this is going to be classy.
Very first class, all
Americana
the way. Everything there will be
paying tribute.
My dad would have had a ball with something like this because it is a clean pinup contest.
All right, good to
yes,
know.
Very
and
clean.
Thank you for differentiating that because my mind was starting to wander, Cindy. I'll be the first
to tell
you.
Somebody asked me, "Would your dad?" I mean, I know you're kind of. That's part of my job is I'm on the lookout for anything that I feel would be dishonorable. But Ross has kept everything so honorable since day one. I don't even worry about it at all anymore. But that was something I've had a couple people ask. Then when you say, well, it's a 1950s theme based, then they're like, oh that'll be fun, you know, because the hairdos are all the 50s type style and stuff. So it's really going to be, I mean, we had it last year and it was very clean and people loved it. Even the kids.
So everything from cars to pinup contest and everything in between.
I'm also going to have an exhibit of some of my personal items.
I was going to ask you, because last year you showcased many of the items that you had that were only available through you, that nobody else could see them anywhere.
Right.
And so this year it's going to be a continuation of that?
It's going to be some different things than last year and some of the same. And it's going to probably be a little smaller version than it was last year. I had this huge room full of stuff, but I had museum curators doing. They came and brought all their professional, cases and things. And this year is going to be the same, but I'm doing it myself this year. So I'm doing it in a little smaller based, but I'm doing it with smaller items this year, like some more, very wonderful items, but I'm just not going to need as much room. Mm-hmm. And last year that little room got so crowded that a lot of people couldn't even see anything. It stayed where people couldn't even walk through the room. It was stayed so crowded. So it's going to be more available as far as people can see everything. There's going to be like a line of glass cases where people can just see things better. But yeah, it's going to be Dad's awards, letters he wrote me, just surprises.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying anything else. You have to come to see.
That sounds very interesting, and that's a good tease for people to come to this year's Roadshow Revival, and it's going to be Saturday, June the 16th at the Ventura Fairgrounds. Wanda Jackson's going to be there. Carlene Carter is also going to be there.
Yeah, and you can also get tickets online for a discounted price, as opposed to buying them at the gate that day.
Oh, that is
great. At roadshowrevival.com.
$20 yeah. gets you in. You get to see the museum. You get everything. We priced it in this wonderful economy, and we want to help stimulate it. And
also, check out
fun.
The VIP tickets online, because the VIP tickets will get you free drinks and food all day long.
Event shirts and autographs with all the stars.
Everything.
And
wow, well, that's
cool.
$20, a full day's worth of entertainment. It sounds like a good family value.
Yes,
that is good. My guests are Ross Emery and Cindy Carter. We're talking.
Cindy Cash.
I'm sorry. Cindy Cash.
That's okay.
And we're talking about
the
Roadshow Revival.
I've been called Cindy Carter Cash a lot.
Have you? Well, I do want to get into a little bit of the family history, if I can.
Sure.
Because, you know, looking back on it, your father was such an icon and has become even more of an icon after the movie and so forth. But what about Johnny Cash that should we know that maybe isn't common knowledge that only a family member might know, Cindy?
Wow. He was hilarious. And that's something that he didn't do much in public was, you know, jokes. He used to consider himself a horrible joke teller, and he was the worst. But he was funny, naturally. Just, he could make me laugh when I would think nothing in the world could make me laugh. He just was funny. He had a very dry sense of humor, very quick-witted, and very short and you know, he didn't talk a lot, but when he did, you listened, it mattered, and it was either really, really funny or, you know, really, really something you'd want to hear or learn.
Wow.
He was my mentor, my teacher. He was my best friend. I was the epitome of a daddy's girl. I went on the road with him for 25 years plus, and I went everywhere with him for 5 of those years and was a regular part of his concert. I only did 2 songs a night, but he would introduced me as his biggest hit from 1958. And just told everybody in the world how old I am, but that's okay.
My dad
was married to my mom, and my mom is mostly a lot of things. Is the thing most people ask me about. Believe it or not, they want to know, well, how many kids are there? I thought he just had the one boy, or I thought Roseanne was the only daughter. But there's 4 daughters that my mother and father had together. They were married, like you said, from 55 to 67, actually. And then Dad and June divorced. Dad and Mom divorced, then Dad married June. Mom stayed here in Ventura until she died in 2005. And Dad, of course, moved to Nashville. So I lived in Nashville and here. And then Dad and June had the boy together. And June had 2 daughters already, Carlene being one of them. Mm-hmm. So it's a yours, mine, and ours kind of family. But Dad did have an office here on Main Street in Ventura for 7 years.
Amazing. And most people who live in town know that. But for maybe somebody who lives in Camarillo or Oxnard, they might not know.
Right. Well, I find the younger generation doesn't know. They don't. If you've been here forever, you remember that Dad built that house up there on the mountain in Casita Springs.
Yes.
The only house on the hill. And but let's see, something about Dad that you wouldn't know. He loved ice cream and candy and sweets, and he loved bad stuff. I don't mean that kind of bad stuff. I mean, like, sugar.
Sure. No, I understand that, Cindy, but that does lead me into my next question.
Uh-oh.
Surprisingly, you're talking about bad stuff. Now, your father was a devout Christian. I mean, he was a Bible scholar. He even once recorded a spoken word album of the King James Bible.
Yes.
On the other hand,
he also wrote a novel on the life of St. Paul called Man in White.
I had forgotten that, but thank you for bringing that up. So, he
was an ordained minister, too.
But he characterized himself as the world's biggest sinner. So, talk to me about this contradiction. How can your father be all of these things simultaneously?
A lot of guilt.
A lot of guilt?
Yeah, in the party days, guilt, I think, overtook him because of his faith. Hmm. His faith never faltered, ever. I've never met anyone in my life whose convictions were quite like his. He, and from day one, and that all came from his mother, I believe. She was a saint in my book, my Grandma Cash was. His faith was undying, and I think that's what continually saved his life. People always say June saved his life, and that could not be more incorrect. nobody can get someone else off of drugs, first of all. So he saved his life, and his faith saved his life. Not to put say anything against June. That's not how I mean that at all. And I mean, I loved June, and she loved him dearly, and he loved her dearly. And they had a totally different love story than my mom and dad did. And I accepted that long ago, but I did, you know, his faith was undying. He just, I don't know, because I know that he did have a lot of guilt. He didn't speak about it much at all to us when we were older and he was clean.
Oh, that is great. My guests are Ross Emery and Cindy Cash, and we are talking about this year's Roadshow Revival. Going to be Saturday, June the 16th. Give us the details again. If people are interested in some family fun, they want to turn out at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, what, when, how they should
June
be
June 16th, 10:30 to 6:30, and you can get your tickets online or at the gate. They're a little less expensive if you get them online at roadshowrevival.com.
Roadshowrevival.com.
It's called, actually, the official name of this festival is, let's see, Ross Emery's Roadshow Revival and Cindy Cash Present a Tribute to the Music of Johnny Cash, I think. Is that the name of it?
And that certainly is a mouthful. I'm just going to stick with Roadshow Revival.
There you go. Roadshow Revival.
Reviving the spirit.
Loving Johnny.
There you go. My guests have been Ross Emery and Cindy Cash. Thank you both so much for coming into the studio. I appreciate it.